Welcome to the Return of Bernie Bop, Episode 5. This time we're going to be doing some more jazz, but we're going to specialize in one type of jazz, which would be swing jazz. You know, that was popular around the 1930s and 1940s. We're going to start with Benny Goodman and the Benny Goodman Orchestra, which will feature... They're going to play Sing Sing Sing, which was released in 1937 by Benny Goodman, with Benny on clarinet, Gene Krupa on drums, Harry James, Ziggy Elman, and Chris Griffin on trumpets, Red Ballard and Murray McEachern on trombones, Jaime Scherzer and George Koenig on alto saxophones, Art Rollini and Vito Musso on tenor saxophone, Jess Stacy on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, and Harry Goodman on bass. Unlike most big band arrangements of that era, this song was almost 9 minutes long and took up both sides of the 78 RPM records that were used during that time. Thank you. God, they don't make them like that anymore, do they? That was Benny Goodman on The Return of Bernie Bop. That was 1937, so we're going to dip back a few years to 1930, and a song by Duke Ellington called Mood Indigo, which is reported to have originally been recorded in 1930 with Arthur Wetzel on trumpet, Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Duke Ellington on piano, Fred Guy on banjo, William Broad on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums.
Thank you.
Listening to Duke Ellington on the Return of Bernie Bop, and that right there was a 1953 recording of Satin Doll. Prior to that, we listened to the genius of Billy Strayhorn, who was also a major performer in the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and Take the A-Train, which is what we heard, that's credited to him. The song actually became one of Duke Ellington's signature releases, so, and Billy Strayhorn appears on many, many more Duke Ellington songs, most of which we were not going to be listening to today. We're going to move on now to, it's funny because we just played the Duke and now we're going to move to the Count, Count Basie. 1 o'clock Jump by Count Basie was recorded in 1937 with Herschel Evans and Lester Young on saxophone, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Walter Page on bass, and Basie himself on piano. The version here is 10 minutes long, so, take your shoes off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Count Basie playing Honeysuckle Rose, which is one of the swing tunes that he didn't actually write himself. That song was written by Fats Waller a few years before that. Count Basie was joined here by saxophonist extraordinaire Zoot Sims, who mostly plays tenor. I'm pretty sure he's playing tenor there, but he also plays alto and soprano saxophone, so he's pretty good. Next up would be Glenn Miller. Song called In the Mood, everybody's familiar with that. It features a tenor fight, or what they call a chase solo, between Tex Beneke and Al Klink, and a 16-bar trumpet solo by Clyde Hurley. So it's pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you listened to Glenn Miller and the Johnson Rag on the Return of Bernie Bop, and we're going to quickly move into Artie Shaw.
Thank you.
was Dancing in the Dark by Artie Shaw on the Return of Bernie Bop. That was recorded in 1941, and this recording was so popular that it earned Artie a gold record. He eventually had 8 gold records, but I think this was his first one. Prior to that, we had a recording of Stardust by Artie Shaw with Billy Butterfield on trumpet and Jack Jenny on trombone. That was recorded in 1939. And there's only a couple minutes left in the show this week, but don't worry. I got some real toe tappers left for you. There's 4 songs altogether. Thank you. You're listening to alto sax player Jimmy Dorsey on The Return of Bernie Bop. I was going to play a couple tracks from his brother Tommy, but looks like we're not going to have time. Anyway, that song was called Fool's Rush, or the previous one was Fool's Rush In, Where Angels Fear to Tread, and that song was called I Got Rhythm, which I thought I didn't have because I'm so old, but after listening to that song, I was dancing around the room, so, you know, stranger things have happened. Anyway, that's all we have time for this week. Hope you tune in next week, and in the meantime, you know, have a great Canada Day.